Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 5 of Mad Dialogue with me, Michelle.
And me, Skylar.
I hope everybody's doing well. How are you feeling, Skylar? Because you haven't been too well this week.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay, guys.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better, in case anybody was wondering. But it did get me thinking, though, because when I did get ill, because there's this talk of this new virus that's going around, I did wonder if I had caught this so-called virus. Mm. And then I said to myself, do you know something? Yeah, I'm not going to fall into this whole nonsense where I've got a cold and I'm going to be led to believe that I have something that is life-threatening.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no secret that they've been talking about another lockdown. I'm not really sure how they think they're going to get away with another lockdown. Although, did you want to say something?
No, that was just a face in agreeance.
Although I am going to say this and I am going to be honest, the last lockdown, I actually did not mind it. It didn't bother me. I was on a...
I was on a
healing journey anyway, so it kind of it was kind of a good time for me, if I'm honest. And I know that wasn't the case for everybody, obviously, but nevertheless, I don't think they're going to be able to
get away with it as easy.
Yeah, I really don't, because I think a lot of people have wisened up to what is going on. I think for me, it's the whole thing of, you know, oh, there's this virus, it's life-threatening, and so therefore you need a vaccine in order to fight this thing. Now, I will be honest, when, COVID was a big thing, I did get COVID just after my 50th birthday, and I was ill for 2 weeks. And it was a strange thing because of how it made me feel. I felt ill, but I didn't feel ill, if that makes sense. Mm. I felt very lethargic and so on and so forth. However, I didn't have no vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. I allowed my body to fight it. Mm. And now I'm fine.
I'm not being funny because we got it like around the same time, I swear. Mm. But I remember I was going through it, but it didn't even take that long for me to get over it. You know, I took a bit of Beecham's, strongest ones, and literally I think it didn't even last longer than a week.
But and that's my thing, it, you know, so once again, I just think it was something that was initiated in the respect to, you know, put fear in people. Mm-hmm. And you know, you saw how different people reacted. Some people were running to get a
toilet
vaccine.
Paper.
And yeah, that as well.
And
one of the symptoms wasn't even diarrhea. So I really
not water or canned food. Yeah, fucking
so I really didn't understand.
Because I thought if all fails, like, I'm not be funny. If you run out of toilet paper, you can easily just get in the shower. Let's be real here. But when it comes to food, that's a different story. So I just didn't understand.
Like I said, if one of the symptoms had been diarrhea, I might have been able to understand the whole thing of, buying so much toilet paper. But one thing I do remember is, I'm not going to even deny it, okay? When it first happened, I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness, is this the end of times? Like, is this?
That's how they had you feeling though,
apocalypse.
Really and truly.
And, you know, I realized when I went on to Argos to order a 6-man tent, yes, I ordered a tent, yeah, I was surprised at how many people had looked at tents in the last hour, and it was something like 148 people. And I think like 60 people had bought a 6-man tent within the hour, you know what I mean? And I did buy the tent still and sleeping bags, and then we ended up camping out in the living room, didn't we?
Yeah, and I feel like really I feel like I'm not being funny. I know we weren't the only ones that, you know, made the most of what we could in COVID, and I feel like that's why we enjoyed it so much and why I wouldn't be, as opposed to the fact of,
I know we had Nerf wars
another,
in the house.
We had little do-rags. Capture the flag, that's what we were playing,
and we marked our territory and whatnot. We had teams,
that's
so
when we started
so
our TikTok era as well.
Yes, yeah,
most
yes,
definitely we yes, were on it.
Yeah, let me ask you a question though. Let's just say, yeah, Okay, this is my writer's head. Let's just say, yeah, there was an outbreak of a virus, yeah?
Mm.
And instead of, you know, when the people caught the virus, they had like a cold, like flu, whatever. And then basically, if they passed away from it and they came back as zombies, yeah? What's the first thing you're doing? When you start seeing this happen, yeah, and you're in your house and you just start seeing...
No, my luck, I'd be in college. This is what I'm always scared of. And I've already planned my escape route, guys. Because I know they won't want to let us out of the college. So I'm just smashing all the windows and I'm out of there. And I'm running home. Do you know, I think I could outrun zombies.
I'd send Israel and Neo to come and get you.
But this is my thing. Do you know what? Best believe I'm bike shed.
Your teeth in someone's bike.
Yeah, I'm right. They don't need it. They're probably a zombie. But or teeth Amber's car. Sorry, Amber.
Oh gosh.
But now they're
every man. Every man for himself.
But I feel like, yeah, no, my luck. I'd be at college, but I don't know. I feel like, okay. See, my thing is, I anticipate the Walking Dead season one zombies. That's how I have to put it because we all know they evolve. Or we don't all know. Sorry, guys. Spoiler.
If you haven't watched it by now, yeah, don't bother. Just don't bother watch it, honestly.
But that's what I anticipate season one, The Walking Dead. But we really don't know if this is going to be World War Z, fucking Train to Busan, Speedy Gonzales zombies. We don't know.
Listen, but for argument's sake, can we just say they're The Walking Dead? In Walking Dead, they started to learn how to open doors.
Yeah, can we
and
not?
Climb stairs. Like,
can we not? Muscle memory is kicking in. But let's just say Apocalypse is sitting in season one, The Walking Dead. So we've got slow, very dumb zombies, then I'm just running home. Like, seriously, are any of them catching me? I don't even need no weapons right now. I will just leg it. I know my roots. Oh no, because it'd be even scary because whereabouts I walk home from college, yeah, it's quite like a elderly community.
Yeah, but they'd move slow then, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I'm gone, guys. I'm zooming. I'm zooming through and I'm getting home real quick. And yeah, honestly, no, I feel like on the way back, I might have to stop at like the co-op.
To get what, Skylar?
A meal deal.
A meal deal. Listen, if I'm gonna,
well, when's the last time I'm gonna get to Nyama cheese and ham meal deal?
Nah, I'd be like, Roxanne, come, just grab your car, yeah. Let's just get up to Tesco, raid out what we're raiding out there, yeah. But then again, Tesco's big and there's a lot of people.
Paul was actually talking. Apparently, there's this place where, no, I can't say. You guys will steal the idea.
Yeah, so don't say nothing. Okay, since you're on The Walking Dead, yeah, let me ask you a question now.
I don't even think we're talking about vaccines or anything.
I know, we've just gone off on a tangent, but yeah, let's
just do the chit chat today,
yeah,
guys.
It's just a general chit chat. So, okay, so The Walking Dead. So we're taking Rick, Daryl, and Negan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I got three O's for a reason.
You did not just say that, you nasty brute.
I've always wanted to use that. I heard a girl say it once and I was like,
yeah, but just because you heard someone say it doesn't mean you have to.
But I've never had a good enough lineup to say
you're
it.
You're so uncouth, man. Honestly. Anyway. And if you didn't hear exactly what Skylar said, I'm just going to leave it to your imagination and we'll just keep it moving. Oh, my days. All right, then. So, Rick, Daryl, and Negan, all right? Okay, so you've got to snog, marry, avoid.
Haven't we already played this on here?
No, we didn't post it.
We didn't?
Nope.
Oh, okay. It's Rick, Daryl, Negan.
Yeah. Can I go first then, since you're sitting there mulling it over?
No, okay, it's just difficult because sometimes people go snog or smash, and there's a big difference between just kissing a man to spending a night with him, you know? So because it's only a kiss, I'm going to say marry Negan.
Okay.
Because then that means I get to, you know, and then kiss Rick because I think he's a good kisser.
And avoid Daryl.
Yeah, because he's stinky and throws fish at your door if he fancies you.
I think it's going to be pretty much the same order then. I think it is the exact same order, but my reasons. Okay, so I'm avoiding Daryl because I have a little bit of OCD and Daryl's just dirty, right? He's got a good heart. I love Daryl. Yeah, Daryl's the guy.
But he's like a cat, you know? Loyal, you know, like how cats are.
You need to have a bath, Daryl, sorry. So I'm avoiding Daryl. Negan, I would have to kiss Negan. The reason being is I'm going like in the early part when we first met Negan. Negan has got plenty wives. Okay, and they're all of his wives are young enough to be my daughter.
But hear me out. That was because he was broken because of OCD. Yeah, well,
that's the Negan that I'm dealing with. Yeah, because
and he loves a black queen.
I'm not being funny. The new and improved Negan. Of course, you're gonna want to be with him.
And also, he's just so sexy.
I can't deny. I love a tall man. So Negan's got all these wives. So he ain't really gonna. You know, he's looking at me, I'm like triple their age type shit. Yeah, double, triple their age. So, you know what I'm saying? He would just have me as the housewife, literally cooking, cleaning and all the rest of it. But if I drop a kiss on him, yeah, he will realize that with age comes experience and I have matured like a fine wine. And then, yeah. And obviously, I'm going to marry Rick because Rick's always just had it in him as a family man. You know, his whole love affair with Michonne is just next level for me. So, yeah, I'm definitely
I feel like the reason
Rick.
I couldn't be with Rick is because, like, I don't know, he's too much of a loose cannon for me sometimes.
Rick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he scares me sometimes. I know Negan, like, but Negan's just really sexy. And also, yeah, they're both sexy.
I think you've said that.
Yeah, but just Negan just hits different. Like, I think I have a picture of him just on my phone. That's just there.
Wow.
But just him just looking sexy. Like, I don't have that of Rick. So, meaning by rights.
So what do you think once you got home? All right, you come home and I'm not here. None of us are here. What are you doing?
What the fuck?
We're gone.
Oh.
We're coming back, but you don't know that.
First of all, I'm ringing you. You know, where the fuck are you? Do you think you're grown, leaving the yard like that, not telling me where you're going?
Our phone's even working anymore.
Why would they not be? What do you mean I've just voiced this, mama?
Okay, I guess everything wouldn't go down straight away, so I guess there'd still be use of the phone.
But why is it are we in an apocalypse?
Yeah.
Sorry, the apocalypse has just started and you lot have just disappeared and left me here.
Yeah, but I said we'll be back.
But why? This scenario is just making no sense at all.
We had to leave urgently. Yeah.
And you couldn't wake me.
You have to rendezvous and meet us.
And you couldn't wake. Oh, okay. From where? College?
Yeah.
Woo!
And you have to meet us. I don't know. Where can you meet us? That will be a bit of a trek that will give you a bit of a challenge.
You just don't like me.
No, I do. I love you. I just want to see if you've got the strength to survive the apocalypse.
It's not even longer than a mile away.
Or shall we just get Israel to just kill you in the beginning and be done with? Because you're just not going to keep up and carry your weight.
That's rude. Until I start fighting all of you and then you're like, shit, we need her. We actually need her.
In her outfit, like that bodysuit and the shorts. Yeah, that was Skylar's.
I never said I was wearing that.
It was funny. When Ernie went, yeah, you'll get bitten. There. Oh, my God. Goodness, that was so funny. It's like, Skylar, your outfit has to be practical. Yeah,
but I never once said I was wearing that. That's right. But yeah, where am I meeting you lot?
Okay, town. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're up for it. Thank you lot. You went all the way to flipping town and couldn't just meet me at college or even halfway or just wait for me to get back. Yeah? I don't want to link you. You know what? I won't bother.
And this time it's what, like 6 miles to town?
Yeah, do me dirty for all. You know what I do? First of all, do you know what? I'm just risen up anyone I can to get me there.
That's
my tactics, honestly, is just using the power of my
I would actually do something that I've always wanted to do, but never known how to. Hotwire a car. Do you even need to do that nowadays? I don't even think you really need to.
It depends if they're like electric or whatever, but I know how to hotwire a car. I think I could do it.
You don't know how to hotwire a car, Skylar. Shut up.
Blue and red.
This car blow up.
Oh, shit. But honestly, I just go through smashing people's cars in the car parking until I can get one to work. If it's like electric. Still someone's dear. Tesla.
Well, all I know is this, yeah. When all is said and done, if they are really and truly planning another lockdown, I don't really see it going the way how...
Look, I'll abide.
The last one did, huh?
I'll literally abide. I'll be the first one buying up my water and my toilet roll in my house. Bye, guys. I can't come back to college. It's lockdown. Sorry.
Nah, like the whole way that they went about it with the first one, it really did give, like, you know, those movies that you see where it's like end of world. And, you know... I'd hate to think how it affected a lot of people. So, there was a lot of people that stood on business and was like, no, we're not doing this. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. And, you know, stood against not having the vaccination and so on and so forth, us being, you know, in that percentage, you know? And I stand by it. I'll do the same thing again, like no vaccination, you know, and I would really have to ask these people that are constantly pushing this agenda, if their children are vaccinated, if them themselves are vaccinated, but this is which the thing. I don't believe.
A lot of them have admitted that theirs aren't and they never will. So, exactly.
You know, and when you have actual professional doctors that are actually advising you not to, why am I not going to listen? Do you know what I'm saying? There's a reason to everything. And since the vaccinations, the amount of people that have literally, and I mean young people that are supposedly healthy, that have just collapsed.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And now all of this thing has come out about the vaccines and how they're not safe, how some have been taken off the market and so on and so forth. And they're still trying to come with another virus, vaccine, lockdown. So all I want to say to them is good luck with that shit, because you know, a lot of people, like I said, stood on business last time, and a lot more people will be, because I think even people that were asleep, I think some of them have woke up now and realized. So
most definitely.
Do you know what I mean? So no to the vaccines, full stop. But we will have to just watch this space and see how it goes, I guess.
Yep.
Right. So on that note, we will leave it here. And as always, I am sending an abundance of love and light. It's goodbye from me, Michelle, and goodbye from Skylar.
Bye.
Bye.